Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He says to remember them that had the rule over you. And again, I'll get back to that in just a minute because we go in verse number 17 and talk about that again. Again, the rule does not mean have the thumb over you and have be a dictator, but in that position of leadership that God has placed, and by the way, that the church has voted to place that individual in that position of authority. In other words, where it's me or any other pastor, for the most part, they just didn't step in one Sunday while I'm the pastor of the church. The church voted, well, he will be our leader. He will be the one who will guide us through the word of God. Because the next statement is this, which had the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God. Amazing they put that in there. It's not my words, it's not the other preacher's words, it's not our opinions or even other commentaries, what other men would say, but the very word of God. And that's what we try to do here at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. I was at officiated a funeral yesterday, and it was over there on the other side of Winter Haven, and quite a few of them, just about all, said, Pastor, we listen to you on the radio all the time. And I was joking, well, I'm glad you don't turn it off when it comes on. No, we enjoy listening to the broadcast, and it's because they're getting the book of Hebrews right now, and it's word by word. And they laughed about, they heard that thing I said about commentators, that how I mentioned every once in a while about commentaries, that people who write commentaries are commentators, but they're just commentators. They're just regular folk who puts their thoughts down on a piece of paper of what they believe that this verse is speaking to. And I told him I'm doing in the college at Emmaus Baptist College a study of Daniel and Revelation. That's the class I'm teaching. And at the beginning of the class, I told them that our book, our textbook, will be the Word of God. A lot of great books out there on the book of Revelation, I have them. On the book of Daniel, I have them. But I told them from the very beginning, our students, that our textbook's going to be the Word of God. There's other good books that kind of reference to and commentaries that help kind of maybe shine a light on a passage that you don't quite understand. Maybe they'll give you another, shine that light to help you understand a little bit better. But the very Word of God is our guidebook, our rule book of our faith and practice. This is what we follow. We don't follow a set of, what do they call those things? Like a creed. That's it. The creed, the Apostles' Creed or whatever, that they have that creed that this is what we follow. And some of the creed is good. You know, we believe in the Holy Trinity, the Trinity, and all these other things that they would talk about. But some of those creeds also say we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, you know, that kind of thing. But they follow those creeds. We don't follow a creed. You understand that. We follow the very, very Word of God. And that's what he say. Remember them that had the rule over you who have spoken the Word of God. Then he uses this next little comment. Whose faith follow. And I told you there's three different kinds of faith mentioned in the Word of God. Okay, so which kind of faith is this talking about? Well, first of all, there's a saving faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Secondly, there's a system of faith. Okay, we see that in the book of Jude, where it talks about defending the voice. How's that go? Defending for the faith. How's that go? Why's that go? Y'all got to do a lot of cutting out, Kyler, when you do this thing. To the faith that once was delivered to the saints. Okay, that the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's the doctrine, the faith in which we believe. Okay, then there's a third kind. That's a system of faith. There's a saving faith, a system of faith, and here he's talking about a serving faith. Your walk. For you walk by faith and not by sight. So what kind of faith is he talking about here? Whose faith follow? He's talking about the serving faith. that preacher, that man of God, that pastor, that you're to follow in his footsteps. Remember the Apostle Paul made this amazing statement. Follow me as I follow Christ. Now, not many people could say that. But as men of God in the pulpit, they ought to be able to say that. You follow me as I follow Christ. And that's what this is talking about. For the congregation, follow the man of God who faith follow. Just as much as the church needs godly leaders, the church also needs godly followers. They go together. You got godly leaders and you got godly followers. Matter of fact, everybody can't be the chief. Everybody chiefs and no Indians. They're kind of a silly illustration, but you know. And so somebody has to lead out. And whoever God's called and the church is appointed as a leader, God, again, is not as a dictator, but as a lead. As God leads that pastor, you follow. Are you following? Okay. But there's a, man, I've lost it this morning. What's the word? Considering the end of their conversation. You follow them considering the end of their conversation. The word considering means to examine and contemplate. Before you follow them, you examine them. What's the word I'm looking for, Doug? That word about, you don't just follow them. There's a stipulation. Kind of a word, that's kind of a word. That's probably a better word than that, you smart fellas, you know. But there's kind of a stipulation for this. Don't just follow them blindly. That's why a lot of churches get messed up. They're following a pastor blindly, and they're not doing this considering, evaluating, contemplating the end of their conversation. The word end, it literally means their lifestyle and their character. Do they say one thing in the pulpit and do something at home or out in the community? How do they live? That's what this is talking about. There's a lot of people who get in the pulpit, man, they preach and they preach a good message. But at home, it's a mess, you know. And, you know, I'm not going to pick on anybody. We know examples of these where their lifestyle does not match, yes, what they're preaching, okay? And the emphasis is here on their conversation, not their speaking. The word conversation here literally means their lifestyle and their character. What kind of person is that? Is he a man of God? Again, he's not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'll say this old saying, I learned this growing up. I put my pants on the same way you do. You know, same way. Still have faults. I still have failures. But yet, as a pastor, as a leader, we are held to a higher standard. And we'll look at that in Hebrews, in verse number 17, about the standard that we as leaders are held to, a higher standard. And so you follow the pastor, the leader, whoever it would be, considering the end of their conversation. They don't merely talk about faith in Christ and his teachings. They live it and they put it into action. Their life reflects what they're preaching. So before you follow them, well, does he practice what he preaches? Believers should consider the lives of their leaders and imitate, that's what that word follow means, imitate their faith. Are you following that? Okay. Now, turn me to verse number 17. Talked about rule. And we'll make this a little bit clearer. Verse number 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves unto them. And matter of fact, look at verse number 24. We see three things here, and it's a good sermon. I won't preach it at all, but it's a great sermon. Where it talks about remember them, and then verse number 17, obey them. Verse number 25, salute them that have the rule over. He's emphasizing this last chapter about those who are in authority. Why? Because these believers, these Hebrew believers, are going back into Judaism. And there's the men of God who are still there.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.